Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. He's an awesome God, a holy God, a faithful Father. You know, we can't count on each other sometimes, but we can always count on God. He's mighty, he's holy, he's faithful, a faithful friend, a faithful Father, the mighty Prince of Peace, the God of peace that we serve, Jehovah Shalom. We're so grateful that he knows our name. We're so grateful we could call on him morning, noon, and night. No, he doesn't slumber. He's always available. Always available for us. He does not sleep. He does not slumber. But we have to sleep. We have to slumber. All praises, all glory to our God. He's the King of Kings. He's our Creator. He's the one who created us. Yes, Lord. And you know he didn't stop there. He created us in his holy, mighty image. He's a mighty God. There's nothing impossible to our God. Oh, yes, the God that loves us, and he loves the children. Don't you think he does it? He loves the children. He knows every child by name. He even gave them fingerprints, footprints, and they're all different. Even if they're twins or triplets, they don't have the same fingerprints. I told you he's amazing now. He thought of everything. He made the birds. You know those, I see the white birds flying around here all the time, the egrets. Oh, yeah, they flying over, landing sometimes in my neighborhood. They are beautiful. So the Bible says, children, obey your parents in all things. You know, some children do some things their parents tell them, but the Bible says, obey your parents in all things, for this pleases the Lord. And we want our children to please the Lord. Colossians 3:20, he's an amazing friend. He's not Abba Father. He's our friend as well. So I'm thinking about the day. Deuteronomy 5:16 says, your father and your mother, as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may go well in the land which the Lord God gives you. Oh, yeah, he gives us. Now, we Abraham's seed. And he told Abraham, look, as far as you can see, all this belonged to you. So we inherited that. I'm thankful to the Most High God. We are grateful, for he gives good gifts and add no sorrow. Amen. Today, and his sister's going to be singing shortly, so we thank for Adelie and Tracy. Yeah, you hear him singing over there? He loved that song. Great. Yeah, so good afternoon, Adelie. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You were out of school a few days, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. What are you going to sing today?
Got the whole world in his hands.
All right.
He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hands. He got you and me, sister, in his hands. He got you and me, brother, in his hands. He got you and me, sister, in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hands. He got the little baby. In his hands, he got the little baby. In his hands, he got the little baby. In his hands, he got the whole wide world in his hands. He has the little children. In his hands, he got the little children. In his hands, he got the little children. In his hands, he got the whole wide world in his hands.
Amen. Awesome. You going to pray for us too, Evelyn?
Yes. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Power in the glory.
Still there?
Yes.
Okay. That was beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Adelie. Father God, I thank you for Adelie. I thank you for Trazee, her brother. I thank you for her father, her mother, her grandparents. I thank you for the love you have for her, for her brother, for the children of the world. I thank you for divine protection as she go to school, as she come home, everywhere she goes, everywhere her family goes. I thank you for protection. I thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker, even in her classroom. And, Lord, we congratulate Adelie on being queen. Oh, yeah, she's just, oh, my God, she was a queen when she was born. But they also have a queen at her school or some occasion that she's going to be at. So we thank God for Adelie. We thank God for you using her. She's like Esther, Queen Esther in the Bible, in the book of Esther. So I thank you that her grandmother, her parents will read her the story or let her listen to the story of Esther, the queen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for ordering Adelie's steps in the name of Jesus on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Adelie, I love that song. Girl, you are a great singer, a great singer. Father, I just thank the Lord for the children who are on today. So it's prayer time. I'm going to ask Sister Vivian if she will pray for our babies. And we have a new one, Sister Vivian. If you could add this new one, it's a little boy. He's 20 months old, just had heart surgery the other day, so he's still in the hospital. His name is Carmelio. So you're going to be praying for Chloe, Zoe, Revere, Devin, and Carmelio. Or Carmelo, I'm sorry, Carmelo. All right, Sister Vivian, it's on you. Pray 3 John chapter 2, beloved above all.
Do you want me to read it first?
Yes, you can. Thank you so much. Oh.
All right, 3 John. All right, 3 John, what verse?
Chapter 3 John 2, verse 2.
Okay. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Praise God. Father God, we are praying, Father God, coming before you, Lord, thanking you, Lord God, for, you said Devin. Give me the name of the children again.
Chloe, Zoe. Uh-huh. Revere, Devin, and baby Carmelo.
Okay. Chloe, Zoe, Devin, and Revere, and Carmelo. Okay. Father, gracious are you, Lord God. You allow these children to come, oh God, in the world, to be, oh Father God, to have parents, oh God. Lord, we are thanking you for Chloe and Zoe and Revere and Carmelo. And Devin, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are thanking you for each one of these children, God, because you know them by name, Lord. Hallelujah. You knew them, God, before they was even created in their mother's womb, God. Lord, we are bringing them before you. And this new one, God, what he, the devil has tried to attack him with, God, we decree that this thing go out of his body, God, that he be made totally whole, just like you have done for the others that we have called and up to you, God. And Lord, you step in their little lives, oh God, and you heal and deliver them and set them free, oh God. Now they are growing up, and God, we are bringing Kamalo to you, God, that he be one, oh God, that we'll be able to testify about the love of God and all that you have done for him, oh God. Father God, that his parents will rejoice in you. And thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, God. Thank you for glory. Hallelujah. You said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you, Lord God. And it's your will that they be made whole. Hallelujah. Praise God. And no, oh God, you said we can decree a thing and it shall be done. We decree that they be set free from the enemy. We said, you said we can command our day. We command that every day that these children live, oh God. Lord, it's a life that's pleasing unto you, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we are bringing them before you, Lord God. Oh, God, as they grow, God. Oh, God, we are, oh, Father, God, thank you. We are bombarding the gates of hell and telling them to stand back, for they will not, oh, God, they will not, oh, God, enter into the gates of hell, but into the pearly gates, God, that you have prepared for them. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, God. Everything the devil is meant for bad, God, you are turning it around. Turning it around for their good. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome, powerful prayer. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah, we praying for our babies. We're thanking God they already healed in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to give out some prayer targets, Sister Marion. I'm going to give you Psalms 91, verses 1 and 2. Psalms 91, verse 2. Pray for protection, children. Pray for protection over our children. And then Sister Lanny, if you could pray Judges 6:24, Judges 6:24, pray for the peace of God in children's homes. Peace,
yes,
of God,
ma'am.
In children's homes. And then Sister Annette, if you, let me see, your scripture is Romans 12:21, pray for our children to overcome evil with good. All right, so let's see. We're going to start with, who did I call on first just now? Sister Marion, go ahead.
Okay, Psalms 91, verse 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Heavenly Father, I bring our tears before you right now, O God. I bring and plead protection over them right now, O God. Protection from all hurt, harm, and danger right now, O God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I pray that wherever they go, Lord God, that they're protected by you right now, O God. Shield them right now, O God, under the shadow of the Almighty right now, O God. Be a refuge and a fortress for them right now, O God. Lord, I trust in you and I know, Lord God, that you will cover them and protect them right now, O God, from all hurt, harm, and danger right now, O God. Father, I thank you and I praise you right now, O God, for continued protection over our children right now, Lord God, as they go to school, as they play outside, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, protection right now, Lord God, from all hurt, harm, and danger right now, Lord God, and disease right now, Lord God. Please cover them and protect them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Awesome. Thank you. Sister Lanny?
Yes, ma'am. The prayer is for our children to have the peace of God in their homes. The scriptures touch at 6:24. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah, of the Abba Ezrites. God, we thank you that you're the God of peace. So many things that you are. We thank you, Father, for being the Lord in the home of our children where the parents know you. We know there cannot be peace in the home without Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace. We know that the God of peace cannot dwell there except he is made welcome in their hearts and in their lives. So we thank you, God, for parents who love you, parents who have given their lives to you, so they will know how to establish an environment for their children where they will know peace in the home. God, we pray for those parents to draw nearer and nearer to you, to know more about who you are and who they are in your heart and in their lives through your word, and that through the parents understanding who they are, they will be able to teach the children and guide them, teach and train them in the things that help the children know to be established in you, that you are our Father, you are Abba Father, you are Pater. Jesus is our elder brother, the Holy Spirit is our friend. And our guide to help us along the way. God, we pray for parents who have not given you their lives yet, and there is expectation that they will become a safe haven, a house where peace abides, that the children, we're praying for all children, that they will have the experience of a home that's filled with the peace of God. So we pray, God, that you will send ministry to these parents, so they will know, and the parents include grandparents and guardians and others who have authority over the children and who are their guardians in whatever way that they've been establishing that relationship. We pray, God, that they will desire a relationship with you. We pray, God, that you'll send ministry so they can teach the children who they are, and the children will feel their peace. They will experience it. They will know what peace looks like. They will know the difference between good and evil. They will know the difference between that that glorifies you and that does not glorify you. Father, today, the Jesus, we pray for the children who are yet to have parents to give them that environment. We pray, God, that you will keep them and hold back the darkness until the parents find their way to guide their children. We thank you, Father. We bind the enemy every trick and every thing he's tried to do to keep parents away from knowing who you are. We pray, God, that you will break that that arrow of abuse, that they can, it's an abnormality to not know you, because you're the only thing that makes life what's purposeful. Matter of fact, life is you. With life without you, it's not life at all, not living at all. So we thank you, Lord, for the children who are already in those homes where your peace avails, and we thank you for those children who are getting ready to experience the joy of living in peace in a home that you, Lord, in. We thank you, Father. Cover those parents in the blood of Jesus, and we release angels into that space, in that area. You sent your word and healed them. We use the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus applied, God, that your will be established to protect our children, that they will live in a place of peace in the home. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, we have Minister Julia on with us. We have Jill and her great-grandsons, I believe. Good afternoon, Minister Julia.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing great, and you?
I'm fine. I have Jill Taylor here today. And I'm explaining to some of the people that don't know Joe Taylor. He's a special child of God. You know, when he was born, the doctor said he would never walk, talk, or do none of these things. He's just going to be a vegetable. But I thank God that the devil is the liar. Because he's a child of the king and he can do anything. And I want Joey to introduce himself and he's going to sing a song and pray for us.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. I said, let you pray. Oh, yeah. My name is Joe Kelly. I'm 32 old. I said, let you pray. This God is good. And the Lord in the pray. Come on, this in the name of glory to the power of the Lord God. This in the name of this in the pray. I love you, pray. Now in the hands of the God. I love you, pray. Come on, this in the name of the Lord God. God of good in the tongue. In the heart and the pray. That's also the Z. In the video today, Tuesday. The Lord and the God in the pray. And then God good, I believe, pray my sister's name, God. And then the brother my Jesus, and the love of God, who is in the house of God, and the praise of God. Bless my Jesus, and the Lord of pray. Give God and the Lord on the blood, my sister's name. My club, my back, my body. And the Lord and the God, give God and the pray, my sister's name. Give God in the praise. Hallelujah. Give God in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
God is good all the time, and all the time is God is good. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Y'all praying?
Yeah, I did.
Praise
okay.
God.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. All right. Before Sister Annette come on, I'm going to give out some more scriptures. We have Sister Annette has her. Sister Vivian, your scripture is Psalms 9:11. Thank God for angels around our children. And Sister Marion, your scripture is I didn't even put it down here. I didn't put the right scripture down here. But anyway, it says, do not be deceived. Pray for our children to have godly friends. I'm sorry, I don't have the scripture right here anyway, but I think it's 1 Corinthians 15. You could check it out. 1 Corinthians 15:33, for bad company corrupts good morals. All right. The next one is, let's see, Sister Lanny, your scripture is Psalms 37:27. Pray for our youth that are in correctional institutions to be set free from evil. And, okay, that's it, and we'll start back over again. All right, Sister Annette, if you could get started, thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you, we bless you and honor you today, Lord God. We thank you that all things are working together for our good because you love us and we're called according to your purpose. So, Father, Romans 12:21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And so, Father, we pray, oh God, for the children, Lord God, that they would be taught how to recognize good and how to do it. Father, you said in your word in Micah 6, and, oh man, what is good and what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. And so we pray, Lord God, that the children would be taught, oh God, to do what is just, to do what is fair, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, that you give them a heart, Lord God, that they would have compassion and mercy upon the people in the name of Jesus, Father, that even as children, Father, many times they have enemies or people that pick on them. But, Father, if they can be taught, and we ask you to teach them, Lord God, to love their enemies, to bless them, Father, to do good, Father. And, Father, even with their lunch, sometimes sharing their lunch and stuff, just simple deeds, speaking, smiling, being kind and courteous to people, Father. We just pray, oh God, that they would overcome evil with good in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that their parents would be an example for them, that they would see their parents doing things, deeds and actions, Father, and speaking the truth and love, those kinds of things, Father, that they would be able to overcome evil with good. And, Father, we pray that you give them godly associations and godly attitudes so that they would know what to say and what to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you would let your word have free course in their lives, and, Father, that you would bless them, that they would have a hunger and thirst for righteousness as a child, Lord God. Father, there are many people who were sought aside when they were children, Lord God. They were sanctified, oh God, for your kingdom. And so we pray for the sanctification and consecration of these children, Father God, that they would walk humbly, and Father, that they would be able to discern evil from good. And Father, that when they discern it, that they would overcome this evil that is present, Father, with your goodness, Lord God. Help them to look for the goodness in everything, for the good, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we pray that your word would have free course in their lives, Lord God. We pray that faith would come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Father, let them have a steady diet, an appetite for your word, Lord God, that they would know which way to go and what to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you for them. We pray that you fill them with your precious Holy Spirit. Father, we're praying as though they are already saved, sanctified, and consecrated for your kingdom. So any that are not, we do pray for their sanctification and salvation in the name of Jesus. We pray that your blood would cover them, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just pray, oh God, that you deal with their hearts and their minds, Lord God. Father, give them a desire to delight in you, Lord God, even as young people, God. Let them desire you in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we believe that as they desire you, that they would know which way to go, Father, that your spirit would speak to them and say, this is the way, this is what you do, Father. So we pray that you fill them to overflow with your precious Holy Spirit. And, Father, let your light shine in upon and through them, Lord God. Let your light shine upon the youth, Father, that they would be vessels of honor for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray, and also for the salvation of their parents. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we have Bishop Jones and his two sons on with us today. So we're going to see if they're going to be reading the scriptures today. Good afternoon, Jones family.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. They just got off the bus, so I'm meeting them now. I'm going to just let them greet.
Okay.
And then if I can get them in the house and situated there, they'll come back and read a scripture. How's everybody doing this afternoon? Greetings.
We're all doing great. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Okay. So we have, I'm sorry. Sister Vivian,
no,
you ready?
Yes. Yes, that was Psalms 9 or 9.
Psalms, let me see where we are. Psalms 91, I believe, 11.
Okay.
Psalms 91:11.
Okay. Psalms 91:11 reads as thus. For he shall give his angels charge over you and keep you in all your ways. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are praying, oh God, for our children, that you will give your angels, yes, Lord God, charge over them and keep them, oh God, in all their ways, oh God. Lord, when the enemy tries to sway them and get them to rebel
renege, just don't want to obey, God, we pray that your angel is there, because, God, you got an angel for everything, God. Oh, Father God, that when they, oh, God, wants to do their own thing, God, we pray that the angel will guide them back in the right way, God. If they want to go sideways, backward, oh, God, you got an angel to put keep them on the right path, oh, God, so that they will not be sidetracked, so that they will not, oh, God, bow down to the enemy, Lord God, or because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, God, but you have come that these children may have life. You've done a great job for them, God. You gave your life on Calvary's cross, God. You hung and bled and died for them, God. Your blood was pierced for them, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, so we are praying, oh, God, that the angels, oh, God, oh, God, rejoicing over them. Oh, God, and you are happy, Lord, when they make the right decisions, oh, God, that they are these decisions, oh, God, that will empower them and lead them and guide them through life, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every angel, oh, God, Father God, that, oh, God, is equipping their minds, oh, God, Father God, to do the right thing, oh, God, to be obedient, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every angel, oh, God, that is rejoicing, oh, God, with songs and praise over them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the angels that's in camp, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. We have Sister Marion.
Yes, 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Heavenly Father, I bring our children before you right now, Lord God. You know there's a lot of temptations in the world right now, Lord God, that's pulling them away from you. And I just pray that our children pick the right friends right now to associate with right now, Lord God. Let them pick godly friends right now, Lord God. Not to pick friends that come from homes that are corrupt right now, Lord God. Let them not pick friends that want to do drugs, smoke cigarettes, and drink and fornicate, Lord God. Please, Lord God, cover our children right now, Lord. Give them the right friends that they need to be around right now, Lord God. Godly friends that will do what the Bible say right now, Lord God. Godly friends that are obedient to their parents. Godly friends that walk in Christ right now, Lord God, and not with the devil right now, Lord God. Lord God, please, please, Lord God, help them right now, Lord God, to not yield to temptation, to pick friends that are out there stealing right now, Lord God, out of the stores, to not pick friends, Lord God, that are living corrupt lives right now, Lord God, to not pick friends that are disobedient to their parents and that cut up in school right now, Lord God. Let them pick friends that focus on their education and want to learn and want to behave and obedient in school right now, Lord God. Help them right now, Lord God, to resist all the temptations of the devil that they're throwing at him right at them right now, Lord God, to keep them right now, Lord God, from committing crimes right now, Lord God, from committing getting in trouble right now, Lord God. Cover our children right now, Lord God, and let them pick godly friends right now. This is my prayer. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Sister Lanny, did I give you your scripture yet?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You gave me Psalms 37 and 27. And the
okay.
prayers for young people, youth who are in correctional institutions to be set free from evil.
Yes,
amen.
Yes. Thank you. Amen.
And the scripture is 27, Psalms 37, 27. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we know that all good and perfect gifts come from you. And if it's not from you and it's not good and perfect, it's from the enemy. We know that when young people are in the correctional facility, they are there because something has gone wrong. Whether they are guilty or not guilty, they are in those facilities. And because they still have life, they still have ears, they have the eye gate, they have the ear gate, it's absolutely a strong possibility that they can hear ministry, receive it, and let it become a part of their lives. We know that young people who are incarcerated, often they're going to choose evil or good. Our prayer, God, is that they would choose the good. Our prayer, Father, is that they will see what evil looks like and know they don't want to go there. As my sister prayed, two sisters prayed just now, that they will have wisdom enough to make better choices. Father, we pray that we know that a lot of young people that are incarcerated, they too come out better than they went in. So, Father, we pray that what the devil meant for bad, you use it for their good, that priests will come through, preachers will come through, parents and guards and different people who have influence with them, whether kind of various meetings they become a part of it, whether it's going to school, going to class, someone in the vicinity of their spirit, soul, mind, and body will remind them how valuable they are to you. And they will make a decision that I don't want to do evil anymore. I don't want to be a part of evil anymore. I want to leave it behind, even though they're in a setting where there are those who may continue that lifestyle. They make a decision that I want to live forever with the Lord, and it's my desire that I dwell with him forevermore. So, Father, we pray you will give them a means of escape where they can hear the truth, they can open up their hearts, open their lives, and confess with their mouth and believe in their heart you, and they will begin a brand new life as a result even of being incarcerated. For them to stop long enough to hear some truth that they may not have had time to hear, opportunity to hear before they were in the correctional facility. As we said earlier, Joseph said to his brothers, what you meant for evil, God said, I'm going to use it for good. We pray, God, that good comes out of the experience of being incarcerated, that they will make a decision that they don't want to live the kind of life that would keep them in that facility, that would keep them going back there again and again. So, God, we pray for their hearts and their minds, their spirit, soul, and body, that they're all aligned to hear your voice, even if it's for the first time, and make a decision to give you their lives and make a decision that they want to surrender themselves to you and submit to your teaching so that they can go through process of justification and sanctification and eventually glorification just to know you. We know it's possible, God, because you can do all things. There is no lack in you. There's no less in you. There's no least in you. So all things are possible for these young people. We pray that you'll hold back the darkness so that they can find their way, they can see their way, so they can see hope again. Even if the parents are not there for them, somebody else will be there encouraging them to let them know there's a better life for you. Even if it comes from the natural before they get their super old, God, we pray for divine intervention, that they will eventually surrender their whole life to you, and they will be able to depart from evil and do good and live for you forevermore. We thank you, Father, for their deliverance. We thank you for their peace. We thank you for their salvation. We thank you for their healing. We thank you for their comfort, for them able to forget some of the things that put them in that position. They can move forward and have a brand new beginning. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, Sister Nett, your scripture is Proverbs 10, verse 4, and it's pray against the spirit of complacency, that our young people will work and not hang out smoking weed all day or doing things they shouldn't do all day. Sister Vivian, I'm sorry, if you all need me to repeat it, let me know. Sister Vivian, your scripture is Acts 17:30. Pray that pray for our children to repent, turn to God, and be full of knowledge and the wisdom of God. Sister Marion, your scripture is Matthew 25:35. Pray, rebuke the spirit of feeding children junk food, foods that keep them unhealthy. And Sister Lanny, your scripture is 2 Thessalonians 3:3. pray for parents would teach their children about, you know, concerning weapons, guns and so on. And, you know, if they have them in the home, they will lock them up. They'll keep them away from the children. Anybody need me to repeat anything? All right. Sister Nett, it's on you.
Okay, in Proverbs 10, verse 4 and 10 and 4, it says that he becometh poor that dealeth with the slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. And so, Father, we just thank you for the children today, Lord God, and we know that we have to be taught. And so, God, we just pray that you would bless them to be around family and friends and church members and all that would teach them, Father, the teachers in the school system, Father, that these children would be taught to work, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we break that spirit of slack and complacency, Father, slothfulness, Lord God, that would linger, that would hang upon our children, Lord God, that would try to bring them down in the name of Jesus. We curse the seed and root of the ignorance and the lack of teaching, Father. We break the power of Satan, Lord God, that the children would be taught of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And Father, as they are taught of the Lord, that they would have a hunger and a thirst, Lord God, to do things, to try to live a better life in the name of Jesus. We pray that they would not just sit around, Lord God. Father, we pray against the spirit of deterioration and vegetation, Lord God, that they would just not sit up and waste their lives, oh God, on the internet, YouTube, oh God, on the telephone, Father, all of these gadgets, these means of deception that the enemy is using, Lord God, to draw the children away. But God, we ask you to lift up a standard, Lord God. Father, the enemy has come in like a flood, and we ask you to lift up a standard, Father, that the spirit of complacency would not rule and reign over our children in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we plead your blood over their mindset, Lord God, because we know that it's a mind thing, Lord God. Father, we know that they need to be, as well as all of us, that we have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds and conform to your image. So, Father, we pray against the enemy in the name of Jesus. We do pray for their salvation. We pray, oh God, that you would let your word be like fire shut up in their bones, Lord God. Father, that they would know their destiny and purpose in the name of Jesus, Father, and that they would just not waste their time. Father, as a lot of them are looking for love and acceptance, Father, let them know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord God. We just plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we cry out for mercy for them, Lord God. We pray that that cycle, Father, even with their families, if it's a cycle, we pray that that cycle, Lord God, be broken over their family in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let them know that there is a better way, Father, and you are the better way in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you, Father, for the children. Lord God, we just ask you, Lord of the harvest, send forth laborers across their path, Lord. Let them have mentors. Oh, God, we need mentors to encourage them, Father. We need places that the children can go to channel their energy into positive things in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against the enemy making the children feel like if they do these things, they're going to be acceptable. But we say that the devil is a liar. And, Father, we say that your truth prevail, Father, that the truth be revealed about negative habits of dope and vaping and marijuana and all these other things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, even exposing himself through pictures and stuff and on the internet, God. We come against all of these types of schemes and plots and traps and snares that the enemy has used against our children. So we plead the blood of Jesus, and Father, we pray, oh God, that you redeem, great redeemer. We ask you to redeem their life from destruction, great rescuer. Rescue them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we cry out for mercy, oh God, for our children today, our grandchildren, Father, for our future, our youth. Oh Rababashe Ke Ishande Roboshe. Oh God, let mercy and grace abound. Father, everything that the enemy will try to use for good, for evil, we pray that you turn it around for good, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, that you've given them eyes to see and ears to hear your spirit. And Father, cover them with your blood, Lord God. Make a way of escape. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, we have the Jones children on with us, Obadiah and Mandela. Good afternoon.
All right. Let me let them say hello. They're going to greet you this evening. Hold on.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Good morning and the evening. We are so glad to be a part of the Children's Church program.
What's your name?
Obadiah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Obadiah. Where's Mandela?
Okay. Good. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm glad to be on the call. My name is Mandela. That's really it.
All right. Well, we're so glad you all came on. Thank God for Obadiah. I thank you for Mandela. I thank you for everything you're doing on their behalf. To continually walk with them, talk with them, be a lamp and a light to their pathway. Bless their family, oh God. Help them to make wise choices all the days of their life. We thank you that they are safe coming, safe going, everywhere they go. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank
all right.
You.
If you want to make that announcement about the convocation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. God bless you. Thank you. Greater Kingdom Holy Convocation is going to be held this year in April. It's going to be on April 5th, 6th, and 7th, 2024 at the Doubletree Hotel in Kenner, Louisiana, the New Orleans International Airport, Friday night, Saturday all day, and Sunday. There's no registration fee. The doors are open to the public, and if you're anywhere near New Orleans, I would love to attend. Sister G is going to have all the information as far as directions and, addresses and all. So we welcome everyone, and for those of you that cannot come, continue to pray for us that the Lord will have his way and manifest himself greatly in the convocation. And we thank God for Sister G. She's going to be assisting us in working, heading the youth department that weekend. And we're excited about finally getting to greet her and meet her in person. And everyone is welcome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity, Sister G.
Thank you. Thank you for blessing us. We appreciate you. All right.
Amen.
Thank you so much. We thank God for the children, the young men. The young men are now young men. So, thank God for Obadiah and Mandela. All right. Let's see. I think now Sister Vivian. Sister Vivian, did I give you your scriptures yet?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. My scripture is Acts 17 and 30. And it reads as thus. Praise God. Hallelujah.
and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. Father God, as the children grows, Lord, we pray that they learn repentance is very important. In time past, God, you said you winked at it. But now, God, that your son is on the scene and, God, your word is going forth. They are being taught. The gospel is not being withheld, God. We pray, oh, Father God, that they will repent of their sins, oh, God, and turn to you and desire to serve you with their whole heart. God, I pray, oh, God, that they will be full of knowledge and know, God, have wisdom and knowledge, but most of all, understanding, oh, God. We are praying this afternoon, oh, God, for the children, oh, God, that they will not, oh, God, allow the knowledge to slip by them when it's coming into their possession, that they will possess the land, God. Hallelujah, God. They will possess, God, that which you have given, God, freely, God. Oh, Father God, they will tuck it unto their breast, oh, God, and hide it in them, God. Hide the word, God, so it can manifest, oh, God, and they can speak it or can live it. They can obey it, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And they will learn, oh, God, the blessings of repentance daily, God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and everything that rises up against them, they can cast it down in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, oh, Father God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, God, for our children, oh, God. Father, thank you, Lord God, oh, God, they are walking in freedom and in the liberty of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Wonderful. Sister Marion?
Yes, mine is Matthew 25 and 35. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, Lord God, that we learn to feed our children healthy foods right now, Lord God. We know that the foods they eat can not only affect their weight, Lord God, but affect their brain cells also, Lord God. I pray that these parents, these young parents, stop feeding their children McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and Hardee's every day, Lord God, and cook hearty, healthy meals for them right now, Lord God, so they can grow up healthy and strong right now, Lord God. We have so many of our young kids that are overweight, that are obese because of the foods that are being fed to them right now, Lord God. I'm just praying right now, Lord God, that these young parents that are raising children right now, Lord God, look on the internet if they have to learn about foods that give their children brain power right now, Lord God, to give their children power and strength in their bodies right now, Lord God, keep them from being sick, from picking up every cold, Lord God. If they're giving them the right nourishment right now, Lord God, they won't be sick all the time. Give them food that will nourish their bodies right now, Lord God, their minds and their spirit and their soul. Fill them with the Holy Spirit, with the word of God right now to nourish them. Let them thirst after righteousness right now, Lord God. Keep them away from all this fast food right now, Lord God, and cook healthy meals right now, Lord God. Lord, I'm praying over our children that they won't be obese, Lord God, that they won't grow up with obesity, Lord God, because they have a risk of heart attack and strokes, Lord God. So monitor the foods that they eat right now, Lord God, so they can grow up healthy and strong, body, mind, and spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, it's almost time to close out, but Sister Lanny, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. My scripture is 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3. And it says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall sustain you and keep you from evil? And it's to that the children would be protected from weapons that are in the home. God, in the name of Jesus, we do pray for children to be protected from weapons that are in their homes. parents have weapons in their home for their individual protection. We pray, God, that they will put them in safe places where the children will not be exposed to them. But even with that being said, that they will explain to them the danger, what a gun can do, the danger of guns, knives, and other weapons that have tormented our society. The weapon itself is not the enemy, but how the people that use them have caused great havoc in our United States and across the world. So we pray, God, that parents will teach children before it's time for them to be exposed and used, let them know the good and the evil that comes from mishandling a weapon inappropriately. We pray, God, that parents are wise enough to know how to, if they're going to have them in the home, then be wise enough to know how to store them so that particularly the younger children would not be accidentally exposed to it. And the older children would not be tempted to take the weapon out and go out and hurt someone and cause bodily harm. We know that's been an issue in our United States. We pray, God, for mental health with that being in mind, that they will emotional health and the security of just knowing who they are and what life is for, and that life is a valuable gift from you, and we have no right to take someone else's life because we have a weapon in our hands or because we're going through what we're going through. We pray, God, for gun safety. We pray for safety in the home and safety away from home, that the children are aware of the pros and cons and the good and bad things that can happen from misuse or mishandling of them. Protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give parents great wisdom. Most of all, let them have a relationship with you so that the foundation of everything they teach them will be based on what they know about you. We know that you are God to give good and perfect gifts. We so love you, and we thank you, Lord, for the safety and children of weapons with weapons in the home. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Father, we're so grateful that you joined us. You came on before we came on the radio today. We're grateful that you never forsake us, oh God. We are grateful that you chose us. You called us. You handpicked us. We're grateful that you are our Lord and our Savior. And Father, we thank you for the children, Chloe, Zoe, Revere, Devin, Joe, Adderley, Obadiah, Mandela, and all the other children who are connected to us and those who are connected to them and so forth. We pray for every child in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, North America, South America, and Europe. And we are so grateful, Father God. We thank you for the intercessors who came on today, who stood in the gap for everyone, every child and their family, oh God. Bless them like never before. We thank you, Father God, for protection, wisdom, oh God, wise choices, health, excellent health, obedience for the children, obedience for us, long life. We thank you for healing us physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, in every way. Oh, God, we love and adore you, Lord God. We bless you. We honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, I want you to know that I love each of you, but God loves you even more. I want you to have a God-filled rest of the week. Don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost your mind, because you have lost your mind, hopefully. You now have the mind of Christ. Amen. Love y'all.
Amen. Love you. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love y'all. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.